My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's time to wake up with a nice cup of morning roast. Featuring
the Fillmore's finest, Monte Hill.
Well, good morning, everybody.
Yes,
hi again.
Sir.
Yeah. Willard and Dibs, Jacked Up Week, Jack's Restaurant and Bar, thank you for helping put all this together. We've reached the point in the week. I don't know, are you getting a lot of text messages? Hey, what's going on
totally,
over there? What
totally.
The hell's going on over there?
My good friend Sakai out there in Pleasant Hill, he's like, is this permanent?
What are you doing? Yeah, like,
hold on.
It's like if it's one day, oh, I missed it. Or if it's 2 days, they're like, oh, something weird. Now we're at day four. Hey, what the hell's going on over there? Hey, you want to know who texted me yesterday?
Who?
My agent.
What?
My agent texted, hey, what's going on? Like, do you do the morning show now? Like, and you didn't tell me? Like,
totally.
What is going on over there? No, relax. We're good. Everything's fine. We'll be back to normal on Monday. We're just having a fun week. We're playing around. We're getting to say hi to some new people. We hope you're having a good time with it. And so we welcome you in to another morning here. Willard and Dibs, and then Bonte and Joe, and then Steiny and Goo later on this afternoon. Now, we always mention those three shows. And we leave a couple of them out sometimes because we don't want to leave what normally happens at 5 in the morning and what normally happens at 6 at night out either. So, Arsenio Hall reference, I'm driving in from Cleveland this morning, and I'm listening to, hey, Granny Lucas, that went way over your head, didn't it?
Totally.
Didn't it? Yeah, that was, see?
I know
please.
Who Arsenio Hall is, but I don't know
okay.
the Cleveland
yeah,
reference.
Yeah, okay. So that's how he used to start his show. He used to act like he would drive to L.A. from Cleveland every morning. So I'm driving in from Cleveland.
It's a funny
morning.
Bit, yeah.
Yeah, hilarious.
It
anyway,
was funny 30 years ago, yeah, for sure.
Or 40.
Yeah,
anyway,
totally.
Anyway, so I'm driving in, I'm listening to Grandy, and we had all texted about this last night as well. So Grandy, in fact, why don't you just lay out, you thought that I was doing yesterday on the show what my mom does for a living, which is stressing about crap that doesn't need stress. Is that accurate?
Yeah, I guess. I don't think this IU situation is that big of a deal. I don't think we're anywhere near this being a situation where locker room is fractured and people are upset at Debo. If he misses regular season games, yeah. But so many people in that locker room, all the key guys have been through what Ayuk is going through right now. I think they understand that it's just a business and he's trying to get his money as much as he possibly can.
So I would agree with everything that you're saying, because you're looking at it from two angles, and I want to give you a third angle. This is what I would say, Dibs. The angle that he's kind of talking about is, A, can the 49ers handle this? Of course.
Yeah.
B, can the locker room handle this? Yes, of course. C, here's your third angle. Can Brandon handle this? And that's where I'm concerned. And I can't even maybe give you a great answer as to why I feel this way. I don't trust Brandon Ayuk to handle this.
To handle it, yeah.
I don't trust him to handle this. I didn't feel this way with Bosa or Debo or Kittle or any of the previous situations. Maybe because, you know, the Debo one, which is the easiest comp because there was official trade request. It is the same position. It's the same kind of market value, all of that stuff. It was happening when there was not a game for 6 months. There's a game in a month and a half.
Right.
There's a game in a month and a half. And I don't think Brandon is in a good headspace. I don't like the decisions he's been making, which makes me think I might not like the decisions he's about to make next.
It depends on what those decisions are and depends on what the offer is and how this all falls down. But the more we get closer to report date, which is now 5 days away, it feels like there's no chance that he reports next Tuesday when the vets come in, and or next Wednesday when they're on the field, and you and I will be out there Wednesday or Thursday. We're still trying to figure that out, but I won't imagine that we'll see number 11 out there running around next week when we go down to camp.
I would not think so either.
No.
But I'm not worried about camp next week.
No.
And I'm not worried about camp the week after that. I start to get bothered with week three, I would say, but let's go even further. And Grandy just mentioned it. What if he starts to miss regular season games? I think a lot of our logic brains go, well, he won't do that because that's a bad move. But I'd argue he's made a bunch of bad moves already. So I don't trust that he won't make more.
But that's $800,000. Is what, you know, and the team, as we learned yesterday, has the right to fine him for missed preseason games as well.
Correct.
$800,000.
$800,000 a week.
Right. For a guy who's making his first big contract, if he plays on the fifth year option, $14 million and change, and he's making $800,000, that's not nothing when you're a guy who's only made, you've made 12 so far, but now you're getting that big step up. You're making $800,000 a game. So it makes sense that you wouldn't want to miss those checks.
I mean, you and I were talking about this 20 minutes ago and sort of came to a conclusion that this might, and we'll tell you about it here in a sec. I want to play something from David Lombardi here in just a moment about what we were just talking about, which is the money and the fines. But I could see this actually being, and Grandy, to your point, I think maybe the 49ers want it to go this way. I think maybe they want to play this year without Brandon having signed an extension. My worry is I don't know if he will. I don't know if he'll show up before week 9, and nobody wants that. And yes, I think the 49ers would still win more games than they would lose, but nobody wants that. Everybody wants this to feel good and have happy players, but there is a hell of an argument to be made while you're doing this. Do you sign Brandon long-term? Do you cut Debo? You got to figure out what you're going to pay Brock. Well, I have an idea. How about if we get another year of information before we do any of it?
Right. And you know,
how about that?
How about that? Especially when you talk about teams that are going to pay wide receivers more than $20 million a year, and then you got a quarterback who's going to make 50 or more, depending on how that contract lands. And so you start running out of money pretty fast, and you got Ricky Pearsall, who you drafted, and you got Jacob Cowing, who you drafted. So you think about other people who those guys are not Debo and Brandon, but they're here, and maybe you coach them up in a year, and like you said, you get a year of information, and then you wake up in January or February, and you win the whole thing, or you don't, and then you've got a decision to make.
Good morning, everybody. 888-957-9570 is the number. It's Willard and Dibs on our Jacked Up Week here. 95.7 The Game. Dibs, you brought up a very interesting other NFL team as a comp for maybe how the 49ers are doing their business. Hold that for a sec. But first, with regard to the money, the fines, the way that this is being played potentially by the Niners and Ayuk, David Lombardi joined us yesterday here on 95.7 The Game. The Athletic covers the 49ers. Here's what he said with regard to that.
They can waive the fines. We haven't heard from the 49ers whether or not that they would plan to do so with the Brandon Ayuk. But $40,000 per day is the number for missed days of training camp. And then if this extended into the regular season, you basically start forfeiting game checks. And he's set to make $14.1 million on the current deal right now. So you're paid by week in the NFL. You divide the $14.1 million by 17 games. That's $829,000 per game. Woo. A team also, according to the CBA, reserves the right to fine a player that up to that amount for a missed preseason game. So, I mean, if the 49ers really start playing hardball, they could theoretically begin fining Brandon Ayuk up to $829,000 within the next month here if he's still not around for the preseason. I'm not saying it's going to get to that. I'm just saying that's when we talk about teams having leverage in these situations, that adds to the leverage that teams have.
I still think that the betting favorite is that everybody figures this out within the next 3.5 weeks. I still think that's the betting favorite. I also think this, and I've sort of openly fantasized about this with you in the past. I sort of wish, I get why, but I wish we didn't know what people made. I wish SpotTrack.com, sorry for the people who work there, I wish it didn't exist. I wish it was like every other industry in America. I don't know what you make, for God's sakes, Dibs.
Nope.
I have no idea.
We talk for 20 hours a week. I don't know what you make.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway.
I mean.
Yeah. Yeah. No. None of us do.
I endorse because I do it here live on the air.
And I know what you make for that.
Yeah.
Because we all make the same thing whenever we endorse something. So, like, but I have no idea. I got no idea what anybody makes here. And so that's the norm in terms of how we go about jobs in America. Like, unless you ask, you know what I mean? If it's your husband, if it's your wife, if it's your family member, hey, what are they paying you? What's the conversation? But I don't know what any of my friends make.
Well, it depends on what they do because, like, teachers, for example, you
can Google. Well, they're on a scale.
They're on a scale and it's public.
Except for that scale is also movable based on, do they have their master's? Do they,
yes,
like, it's
but
all...
But you can Google a teacher and find out what they make.
Sure.
So there are some jobs, like, my old buddy Matt was the BART lawyer, and so his salary was public. And so people would, you know, try to weaponize against him what he made.
Did you Google it?
Well, I knew, because he told me, but
okay,
you can Google it and you can find out.
If anybody's out there Googling teachers' salaries, you're probably a bad person. I'm just guessing.
Right.
I'm like, what are you doing? Why would you do that?
You're trying to grind on your teacher. Well, you make more than me. You need to do more than I do. You need to teach my kid better.
Here's all you need to know about Googling teachers' salaries. They're too low. Onward.
Thank you.
Next part of the conversation.
But there are salaries that are public, and so
yes,
I don't share that fantasy that you have about these not being public, because it becomes a big part of the story.
No, exactly.
A big part of the plot.
I know why they do it. Yes, this is entertainment, and this is a big part of what we talk about, and this exec, you signed this, and they write the thing with the giant and Hard Knocks and Saquon Barkley. It's fascinating. So yes, I get why you do it, but here's what I'll say. If those things weren't public, I think Brandon might be signed by now. I really do, because what happens is he gets offered probably what he thought a year ago was a great number. It might have even been what he thought at the end of this year was a great number. He admitted on the Ryan Clark podcast, there were days where I was like, better get my suit ready, about to go do a press conference, we're going to sign this thing. So they were close. And then other people's money started showing up on the internet, and Brandon and his agent went, wait a minute, maybe we should ask for more. And the Niners said, no. And Brandon might, in that situation, have thought, well, okay, then I'll go ahead and sign what originally I thought was a really good number. Ooh, but then the public is going to see it. And it's going to look like I'm $2 million worse than Jaylen Waddle. And I'm not $2 million worse than Jaylen Waddle. Well, okay, fine, I'm mad. And I'm holding out. And I'd like a trade. None of this happens if we don't know the numbers.
Yeah.
I think.
Unfortunately, we're not at Disneyland, and this is not Fantasyland, and we're dealing with reality. And the reality is the numbers are out there, and he knows the numbers, and he didn't have to change his ask. And you mentioned Devontae Smith, who signed for Philly, and he signed for less than he probably could have Brandon Ayuk'd in the deal. And he came out and said, you know, stop your questions. I'm good.
I'm good.
I'm paid. I've got money. I'm going to play football. So every player has a choice. Every human being has a choice to do what they want, act how they want in these negotiations. And unfortunately for Brandon Ayuk right now, and maybe more so for the Niners, he's choosing to not take the deal that he might have taken 6 months ago. And here we are, July 18th, still talking about Brandon Ayuk and what he might do.
Devontae Smith signed for 3 years and $75 million.
Oh, he left a lot on the table.
I mean, there was there was something, and I don't know if was it Acho? It might have been Emmanuel Acho with something on FS1. Somebody yesterday was rolling through the other receivers, and they're like, "Why Brandon's gonna get between 28 and 30? Devontae Smith got 28." I'm like, "No, he didn't. He had 25.
25.
Now his guarantee is very high."
Right.
His guarantee is 51. That's very, very high. So that's why Devontae, because as David Lombardi talked to us, and many have, the guarantee for most players, is more important than that AAV. You know, this whole, like, Tyreek Hill, $30 million a year? Not really. Not really even close. The Dolphins can get out of that thing before it's over, and Tyreek won't have made anywhere near $30 million a year. So we'll see. We'll see how it goes. But every now and again, there's somebody who kind of maybe ruins it for everybody else by having their head fully screwed on straight. I get it. There's so many factors weighing on these guys. First of all, to even be a football player, you've got to be a maniac. You've got to be a complete maniacal weirdo to put your body in those situations. I'll never not be impressed. I'll never, never not. And that's why I am usually so pro-player. Non-guaranteed contracts for players who go out there and do that with their body? Yes, get every single dollar that you can. But every once in a while, somebody walks out in front of a microphone and goes, look, at a certain point, a lot of money is just a lot of money. Like, there's nothing that Brandon, I'll say it this way. There's nothing that Amon-Ra St. Brown can do that Devontae Smith can't with money. They're both eating.
Right.
They're fine forever. They are fine forever as long as they watch what they're doing. It ends up not being about money. Everyone go, oh, it's always about money. It's not about money. It's about ego and respect.
Respect, exactly.
That's all it's about.
It's funny you say that because I was driving home and my wife, the lovely Supper, called. She calls dinner Supper, which is why she carries that name.
Yep.
And so Supper, you know, we're chatting about the baby and whatnot. And she says, how was the show? And I said, oh, it's great. You know, we're loving the morning, this and that. She says, what'd you talk about? And I said, well, Brandon Ayuk's not happy with his contract offer. And she says, what'd the Niners offer him? I said, $26 million a year. And she said, what? And I said, yeah, he's not happy with $26 million a year.
It's not enough.
Silence on the other end of the phone.
Yeah.
And she said, what does he want?
I said, I think
he wants closer to 30. And she's like, get milk on the way home. I can't do this. I'm hanging up.
Well, my favorite are conversations with people that have none of the context of what's going on in
right.
the bigger picture.
Right.
I'll never forget.
And I told her, it's very nuanced. It's about guaranteed money and, you know, the actual guarantee and this and that. And she's like,
you're
whatever.
Like, but honey, I'm on rock at 30. And she's like, what did you just say to me? Like, yeah, I mean. So
who got what?
I've probably told you this story, but you remember the whole Laramie Tunsil thing?
Yeah.
right on draft night with the gas mask.
Yeah, and the bomb.
He was supposed to be the second pick in the draft. And then he wasn't the second pick in the draft because somebody floated a picture of him like doing weed with a face mask thing going on, and it went viral, and he's flying down the draft board. And I'm sitting there doing what us sports fans do, which is just like, get a bowl of cereal. Let's watch this guy fly down the board. And everyone's freaking out, and oh my God, he's losing millions of dollars every minute that goes by. Oh, the Steelers are on the clock, and the Bucks are on the clock. And you're just into the soap opera. And then somebody walks into the room that doesn't do sports. And they're like, why are you freaking out? What's going on? I'm like, well, he was supposed to be the second pick. And now there's the fifth pick and the sixth pick. And the seventh, he's not getting picked. And he's losing millions of dollars. And then he goes 13th. And my friend looks at me and goes, well, what do you get for 13th? I said, I think he's going to get like... I think he's going to get like $14 million.
Over four, yeah.
My friend goes, hey, he's going to be fine.
Yeah.
That was the end of that conversation.
It's a lot of gas masks he can buy.
That's a lot of anxiety that you just threw at a situation. And by the way, Laramie Tunzel, my friend was right. It's fine.
Yeah.
Still playing, still making huge dollars. Yeah. And it worked out.
Brandon's going to be fine. If he has to play in the fifth year option and he makes 14.1, he's going to be able to pull through. Even though he may be leaving $12 million on the table this year, if the 26 is something that is still there. And I'm not sure where we are with this offer that the Niners reportedly made. Is it still there?
I don't know about that. I heard Steiner yesterday being like, that offer's been pulled. And I'm like, are you making up a script that doesn't exist? I don't know. Why would I do think we do this sometimes in these situations. It kind of gets our little own soap opera going, our anxiety, our anger in life or whatever. And we're like, the Niners and Brandon, they hate each other and they're not talking to each other. And the Niners are like, you won't take 26. Fine. We're not even going to offer you one. We hate you. I'm like, I don't think that's that's not my perception.
That's not the way the Niners are doing things. I mean, the Niners as an organization, I don't think that they roll that way.
I don't either.
I don't know how much conversation there is right now back and forth. It seems pretty quiet with 5 days ago until he has to report. But I do wonder about how this is going to get resolved, because Brandon has done a lot of things, especially late here in the process. In July, when you ask to be traded, you don't demand it. You request to be traded. And I'm sure the team kind of patted him on the proverbial head and said, well, we're not doing that. And so we're going to move on, and we'll see you on Tuesday.
All right. We're sponsored by Lucky California. Laramie Tunzel, career earnings, $163 million.
Major.
All right. We're also brought to you by Golden State, serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit goldenstatelumber.com. We'll tell you next about how you can win an autographed Clay Thompson jersey tomorrow. Plus, Dibs is going to unveil the other NFL team that maybe is running the same game that the Niners are about to run at the wide receiver position. We'll pop into all of that next. We'd love to hear from you throughout the morning. 888-957-9570. Good morning, it's Willard and Dibs.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Now back to the Morning Roast on 95.7 The Game. Filling in for Bonte and Shasky, here's Mark Willard and Dan Dibley.
Yeah, people are going to say, how did the week go with the morning show? Everything was fantastic except for one thing.
What one thing, Mark?
Stupid-ass liners.
Filling in.
Yeah. But I acknowledge right off the top of the week, that's a me thing. We've all got our stupid things that trigger us.
Yeah.
And it's a word. It's a word that I feel like I worked my way through. Like I just, that's one of the things that you get to do when you get to this point in your career is you're not, right? Like you're not.
Yeah.
We're not filling in anymore.
No, but
we moved.
You got me thinking about the greatest fillings, though. Like, because I got donuts for the crew yesterday, and the guy asked me, do you want custard in that chocolate bar? And I said, that's going to be a no for me, dog.
Yeah.
Not a custard guy.
Well, and I thought you meant fillings for your teeth.
No. That's not on Mount Fillingmore.
Okay.
The Mount Rushmore of fillings, Mount Fillingmore, I think about like the creamy goodness inside a Twinkie or like the old Hostess cupcake where.
I'm just thinking,
you bite into it, the filling, that's some good filling.
It's pretty good.
Some good filling.
I'm sitting here.
Stuffed crust pizza?
Now.
That's going to be
I'm out. But I'm
adorable because you are a young person.
What I'm trying to do right now is not give Grandy a future drop. This conversation is totally built for us to say something that will be taken out of context later.
He doesn't do that. It's not his way. No, he's not mean-spirited like that.
Fillings. Yeah. I don't normally with food, I don't like stuff that's in other stuff.
You're being so timid. I need the reckless Mark in the afternoon.
No, you brought
I don't
up
like measured Mark.
You brought up the Hostess cupcake. That's a good example. How about those drumsticks? The vanilla ones that have the chocolate in the middle? You got to get to the chocolate. It's the best part.
Yeah, but the chocolate inside the vanilla.
The drumstick, okay, ice cream.
That would count as filling.
Yeah.
Yes.
That works.
Yeah.
That works. And there's obviously the Tootsie Pop thing where, like, the whole point is what's in the middle. But normally.
What do you have to do to get there?
You have to count your licks.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, you got to count your licks.
That's not good enough.
I did it with my lips closed. Yeah, there you go. I'm going to eat it. Anyway.
Anyhow.
You got to do different things with your tongue in order to get this thing done. There you go. But normally, don't put stuff in the stuff. Just like, have it be really good straight.
Right.
Just straight. You know what I mean? I don't need surprises inside the food. This is not a present. It's dinner. Anyway, moving on.
Yeah.
You have a team that is doing things at their wide receiver position that you think maybe the 49ers are about to do as well.
Well, I went home yesterday and I was thinking about this Brandon Ayuk situation and the contract is unsigned. And I can't help but think about what is going on in the NFL. And we all know that it's a copycat league. And we know that in the NFC, you've got a small handful of these young gun coaches from McVay to Shanahan to Matt LaFleur in Green Bay. And it struck me what Green Bay has done. A couple of years ago, they traded Devontae Adams and they got picks back. I think they got a first and a second back for Devontae Adams. And what they have done in Green Bay is they've gone about systematically drafting young receivers and tight ends and going with a youth movement. Christian Watson drafted in 2022. Romeo Doubs, a fourth rounder. You know those names because I like the pick and I like the player. They've gone on to be good NFL players right away. Last year, they took Jaden Reed. They took Tucker Kraft at tight end. They took Luke Musgrave. Three of their first four picks were at that position. Then they took Dontavian Wicks in the fifth. They even took Grant Dubose in the seventh, who hasn't played. But the point is, they have taken their draft picks, and they have rat-a-tat-tatted wide receiver and tight end. And so I look at Kyle Shanahan, and what has he done? Well, this year, he drafted two wide receivers, and he brought in an undrafted free agent tight end into camp. Last year, they took a tight end. It feels to me like Kyle Shanahan is looking at Green Bay and thinking that might be the template for how they go about that position, those positions in the future, because Kittle is getting older and Debo's making $28 million, and everyone thinks that they're going to cut him at the end of the year. I don't know that they will, but they might. And Brandon Ayuk remains unsigned. So if you want to be like Green Bay is going to have to pay Jordan Love very soon. Yep. And they're going to pay him probably $50 million somewhere in there a year. And Green Bay's kind of gotten ahead of the curve with these young, talented wide receivers and tight ends on rookie deals to get ready to pay their quarterback.
Well, and you say maybe the Niners are looking at Green Bay, and I'm thinking, well, maybe actually, because there's obviously connection between those coaching staffs. I don't know if they're looking at each other. Maybe that is just philosophically how they have felt all along. It doesn't mean you won't pay a wide receiver at the right time. The Niners have already done it. They did it 2 years ago with Debo. They may well be about to do it with Brandon Ayuk. Would they do it for both? I vehemently believe they will not. Pay both. But what Green Bay is doing, and you fall into this because they were doing this before they even knew Jordan Love was any good. You didn't know at the beginning of this last year if Jordan Love was really that guy. I'd argue week six of this last year, you still didn't know that Jordan Love was that guy. And then, boom, he took off. And you're like, all right, Jordan Love is that guy. So now what's Green Bay doing? You just named off all the receivers they picked. I'd argue that four of them have hit. So in consecutive drafts, Green Bay has got four wide receivers who are playable at a high level in the NFL. Christian Watson, Romeo Doubs, Dontavian Wicks, and Jaden Reed.
Yeah.
And so what are those four guys now doing? Because four wide receivers, you know what that means? At minimum on almost every play, almost, not all, but it's very rare you're going to put all four on the field at once. These guys are sitting watching a lot of football. Like, none of them. We like all of them, and none of them are going to get picked in the first three rounds of your fantasy draft because there's too many of them. Now, I know people may be real excited about Jaden Reed. He popped last year, but Green Bay is playing wide receiver survivor, and they've got all kinds of time. Hey, four guys, who wants to be good? Who wants to be the 1,200-yard receiver? Who wants to connect really well with Jordan Love? Who wants to work with him in the offseason? Who's going to be that dude? Glad you're all here. We got 2 years before we even need to think about this.
Right.
Let alone act on it. And that will work out well for the Packers because I think it keeps all four of their motivations all the way up on, as high as they can go.
And yeah, you get to the end of their contracts and then you can decide who you want and who you don't want and how you can work that. And also with Green Bay, they do a lot of 11 personnel. It's good to be back talking personnel groupings, but the 11 means three wide receivers. The Niners don't do that. So they don't have the same need to have four good receivers in the fold. But you did draft Ricky Pearsall with first round capital, and that tells me that you're thinking, okay, Ricky, you know, 1 year, let's see what you've got. You can be our wide receiver number four, and you can, you know, spot Brandon and spot Debo if he happens to get hurt, and then we'll see what we have with you, and then we can make a decision from there.
Absolutely, and this will play out every year. So the 49ers are much further along in this Green Bay comp because they've already got a receiver who's been paid, and they have another one who is obviously in a situation as we speak with Brandon Ayuk, and now you've got another early draft pick, top 40 draft pick at that position who you are going to reboot the clock with in Pearsall, and then there will be others that you sprinkle in. Obviously, Juwan Jennings remains a 49er. You mentioned Cowing in the fourth round. There was some good buzz about him early. We'll see if that turns into a player or not, what have you. There are some other guys, obviously, in camp as well. So you're constantly, it's just like any position, quite frankly, but there's so many more of them, and it's so talked about because their public and their market is popping over the since Tyreek Hill over the last couple of years. The market has really, really changed, and I wonder if what that all means. And the reason we bring it up is that the 49ers actually, I'm not going to say they don't want to extend Brandon Ayuk right now because they've offered it to him. So I'm sure they want to extend him?
Yeah.
But it's not a must. It's not an absolute have to do it. Because the 49ers are probably thinking, dude, if you just play on your fifth-year option, that kind of creates, at least in the near term, a situation that we like, which is A, we get more information. Does Debo do a healthy year? Does Brandon do 1,300 yards again? Pearsall gets a year. Let's see what he can do. Another year for Purdy. Let's gather all the info. And while we're gathering the info, all of you wide receivers are freaking out playing wide receiver survivor. Who gets to stay on the 49ers? Therefore, it keeps their motivation all the way turned up to the top.
Right, and as long as Brandon can get over the fact that he has to only play for $14 million, which might be a little bit of a blow, and it might be a struggle for Brandon Ayuk, and so far, what we've seen from his TikTok and, you know, his now request to be traded doesn't seem like that he is built for this, as you said in our show thread last night. I got to say I'm built for this.
That's my concern.
Yeah. Is he built for this?
My concern is
I can honestly say I'm built for this.
I can honestly say I'm sort of built for this.
Feels like he's not built for this. And that's my concern. Niners, not a concern. Situation, we see it every summer. Concern, Brandon. Brandon, I don't know if he's going to react the way the Niners, and quite frankly, he is going to need to react. We're presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. Streaming live on Twitch and YouTube, twitch.tv/957thegame, and youtube.com/957thegame, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. It is our Jacked Up Week, sponsored by Jack's Restaurant and Bar. In all week in the morning, this is Willard and Dibs.
Now back to the Morning Roast on 95.7 The Game. Filling in for Bonte Hill and Joe Shasky. Here's Willard and Dibs.
Yeah, we just dumped all the shows out on the ground and picked them back up and put them like new puzzle pieces just for this week and this week only. And also, as part of it all, we're giving away a Klay Thompson autographed jersey and some bobblehead packs. And we're doing all of that tomorrow, okay? We've been talking about it all week. Tomorrow's the day. And there are specific times where you need to be listening if you want to win. And everybody who calls in at any of these specific times to win, you will get the bobblehead packs. And then one of you will be the grand prize winner and get the autographed jersey. The three time slots, 8:11 a.m., 1:11 p.m., 5:11 p.m. One per show. Willard and Dibs, 8:11 in the morning, 1:11 with Bonte and Joe, and 5:11 in the afternoon with Steiny and Goo.
It's big.
It's huge.
It's gigantic.
If it's true.
It's probably the last time we will give out a Klay Thompson autograph signed jersey. Probably. There might be a time in the future if he eventually becomes, you know, enshrined in the Warriors Hall of Fame, which he will.
Then, I think there will at a certain point be more Klay Thompson jersey giveaways. They're just going to be happening at the team store at some point later on this year.
Good call.
Yeah.
And I wonder where prices are right now for the Klay Thompson 11.
Flashing prices. Yeah. They're down. They're down.
No doubt.
They're down like his AAV. Anyway, we're brought to you by Golden State, serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit GoldenStateLumber.com. You know, there's something else I notice when the 49ers are a national story. And I get a lot of flack for this, and that's fine. But I also know when is emotion driving the bus? And so to the point that we sort of started the show with, do you sort of trust the 49ers to handle this? The 49ers, like every other team and all the individuals in there working, none of them are perfect. Should Kyle Shanahan have run the ball? Sure, fine, whatever. Whatever. We can micromanage if we want. But the larger question, do you trust the 49ers to handle this? Good God, yes. And I wonder if Niner fans, those of us with our emotional strings attached, do you notice this when the 49ers have a national story? Listen to the way people talk about them. Emmanuel Acho, not on Stein and Goo yesterday, but on his national show, said that Kyle Shanahan, at all points, will not rebuild. He will reload. This is sustainable. They are going to be good all the time. Don't worry about this Brock Purdy contract. They will continue to be good because the system of both drafting and play calling and mixing it all in together, it works. It's been working. It's working now, and it will continue to work. Listen to Michael Lombardi, who used to run NFL franchises. Listen to the way he talks about the Niners dealing with situations like this. This is from the Pat McAfee Show, ESPN.
It's called alignment, right? When you're aligned as an organization, then there's nothing from the outside can really affect you because they can't get to your owner. They can't get to your vice president or president. Everything is kind of aligned. Everybody understands what we're doing. It's not on the same page. That's ridiculous. Everybody's on the same page. Today in 32 cities, everybody's on the same page, but not all the teams are aligned. Alignment creates the belief that the noise on the outside will never affect us. This is what we're doing. This is how we have to approach it. This is what we believe in, and I think the 49ers are perfectly aligned to handle that situation.
So the point that we were talking about earlier, and Grandy, I know this is what you were getting at, and I believe this, the Niners, just those execs, oh, they're chilling. I don't think that this is bothering them in the slightest.
Because they're aligned from, you know, Jed York, who has told John Lynch, hey, you know, whatever you need to go out there and do what you need to do to win, I got you. And Parag Marate running the numbers. Yeah, John, this is what we can do. This is how we see it. This is what we're going to go with. And John to Kyle, Kyle, what do you think? Well, we want Brandon, but we also want to make sure that we are able to do everything else we need to do. So, yeah, if that's the number that Parag says, and John and Kyle, we both like the player, then that's what we're going to go with. And then you go to Brandon Ayuk and his agent, and you say, you know, this is what we're thinking, and if he wants more than what you are willing to pay, well, then you go to plan B if that's what you have to do.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that they love when a player tries to sort of drag them through the mud, which I think in moments, it's not been bad. There have been moments where I do think Brandon has decided, I'm going to speak for the organization. Yeah, Jaden,
they
just called me and said they don't want me. No, they didn't. No, they didn't. And so does that annoy them? Sure, I bet it annoys them. But I also think that what Mike Lombardi is saying right here is true, which is that they're like, the only thing you're really doing if you're going on TikTok to try to negotiate, you're trying to create a fervor, you're trying to get the public on your side. The Niners don't care.
Yeah.
Parag Marate does not care what we think they should do with Brandon Ayuk. they ran all of these permutations well before they happened. What if Brandon won't sign? What if he will? What if he holds out? What if he doesn't? What if he skips eight games? What if he never shows up? What if the Steelers offer a 1 and a 2? What if the Steelers want Debo? What if the Commanders, they've run all of that, and they ran all of that months ago.
Before the draft.
Yes.
Which is what makes me think about the draft, and, you know, the way you're laying it out, and hearing Michael Lombardi, who is really smart, and he's been in front offices, and he's been around football for a long time, and I go back to the draft, and I think about what they did in the first round. They drafted a wide receiver. So you want to talk about permutations, and now we all thought, oh, Debo Samuel, they're going to cut Debo at the end of next year. They drafted a guy in the first round, Ricky Pearsall, so that's going to be it for Debo. Well, the more you think about where we are now in July and Brandon's unsigned, maybe this was a Brandon Ayuk insurance policy. Maybe it was for both of them. And I can't help but think about the Green Bay situation and the 7 picks they've made over the last 2 years at tight end and at wide receiver. And I think about Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch and Parag Marate and the financial office. And you're wondering about how much you're going to have to pay Brock. And if Brock has another monster year, if he goes to the Super Bowl again and he's top 5 in the MVP, you might have to pay him $55 million a year.
You might have to pay him 60.
You might have to pay him 60.
You might have to pay him 60.
Whatever that number is, it gets bigger the better he plays, and the bigger that number gets, the harder it is to pay Debo 28 and Brandon 27.
Well, okay.
And they knew that, and so the permutations part is, let's start drafting receivers.
Absolutely. And so two things. One, this is why it is so stupid when you hear people after the draft go, that was a reach. It's the stupidest thing that people say in sports.
Well, I like the player, Mark.
Yeah, that's a reach. What does that mean? You don't know what we're doing outside. You don't know what we're doing. We are executing a plan. And fans, every fan, I hope the Niner fans, I hope you like take this to heart. Every fan of every team thinks their team's an idiot at drafting. But do you know what I heard nationally? Do you want to know why Acho thinks the Niners system is so incredibly sustainable? You want to know what he said yesterday? He goes, you want to know why the 49ers are in such great shape? Because they draft their butts off. Look at their roster. And I guarantee you fans are out here. Solomon Thomas. Okay. Hell, Trey Lance.
Javon Kinlaw.
Look at their roster. He goes, Kittle, 5th round. Warner, 3rd round. Hufanga, 5th round. Greenlaw, what was he? 3rd or 4th round? 5th round. I can't even remember for crying out loud.
5th round,
Brock Purdy, 7th round. There are absolute stars dotting this roster that the 49ers found on day 2 and 3. And that is the cheat code. Can you do that every year? You'd think no, but guess what? They do. They have repeatedly. Nobody hits on all their picks. There's always misses. But the 49ers need more acknowledgement than what they have received in recent years for what they've been able to do in the draft. There are so many guys who are making north of $80 million contracts who they found in round 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. They're all over the roster.
Yeah, the problem is rounds 1 and 2.
Okay.
More often than not.
No, not more often than not, I'd say. Like Debo, Nick Bosa, you know.
Trey Lance.
Okay.
Javon Kinlaw.
Yeah.
I mean, Drake Jackson, the jury's still out.
Brandon Ayuk.
Yeah.
I mean, sure. There's
we can go tit for tat.
There's
but,
oh, right, but
and
I
Solomon
would,
Thomas, their first ever pick.
Yes. Yeah.
A bust.
Totally.
Sure.
Totally.
But I think they've done better later, day 2, day 3, than they have on day 1.
You're going to miss.
Yeah.
You're going to miss. Everybody misses.
Well, and hopefully they didn't miss with Ricky Pearsall. And if they did hit on Ricky Pearsall and he comes in and has a decent year this year, 40 catches, whatever, off the bench, or, you know, spelling Debo and spelling Brandon Ayuk, whatever he can do, if he shows that he can be a legitimate real one, then it becomes like you're talking about, wide receiver survivor.
No doubt. And then what I also think the Niners are aware of and executing in this particular case is something that there's no way for the rest of us to ever really acknowledge. And I think it's a good thing that we don't acknowledge it, because we want to stay in the moment. Like, we're here. We're here. It is July 18th, and I hope for each and every one of you right now that there are text threads being shared planning your draft trip. That's where we are. You're starting to think about websites that start with the word Roto. You're starting to think about going back to those. Camp is about to open. You want to find that 10th round gem, that rookie running back that nobody knows about, that the coach really loves. You know what I mean? Your Isaiah Pacheco or whatever. Whatever. So that's where we are right now. But what the 49ers know is, prior to Brock Purdy's extension that needs to be signed, and prior to anything that needs to be figured out between Brandon Ayuk and Debo Samuel, do you know how long that is? Do you know how many games need to be played? Do you know how much can happen? I will never for the rest of my life forget the moment I sat here with you. I don't think we were in this room yet. I think we were still in the old room. But we were doing our show. And the whole world had gotten ready for the NFL season. And drafts had happened for fantasy and picks and bets. And everyone had their predictions, and we were ready to rock. And we sat here together in the middle of the show. And the first game of the NFL season started. And the Bills were playing the Jets. And they kicked off. And then, three plays later, everything changed. The whole landscape of the AFC changed. One of the top five favorites in the conference suddenly had no quarterback.
Well, they had a quarterback.
No, they didn't.
Kind of. They don't know.
I mean,
Zachy Poo?
So do you, like, just what's going to happen between now and next February? I don't know, a billion things,
right,
that could change everything that we're talking about.
And what's going to happen between now and early September when the season actually starts, especially as it pertains to Brandon Ayuk? Does he sign? Does he not sign? Does he hold out? Does he just play on his fifth-year option and show up and be disgruntled? Is he happy? There are so many things over the next 5 days that will happen, I think, before the Niners actually get their full team to report and they head down to Santa Clara. So I'm fascinated to see how this next week goes.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station, always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch, and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union for a low-rate auto loan. Apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Now back to the Morning Roast on 95.7 The Game. Filling in for Bonte Hill and Joe Shasky. Here's Willard and Dibs.
Yeah, we just dumped all the shows out on the ground and picked them back up and put them like new puzzle pieces just for this week and this week only. And also, as part of it all, we're giving away a Klay Thompson autographed jersey and some bobblehead packs. And we're doing all of that tomorrow, okay? We've been talking about it all week. Tomorrow's the day. And there are specific times where you need to be listening if you want to win. And everybody who calls in at any of these specific times to win, you will get the bobblehead packs. And then one of you will be the grand prize winner and get the autographed jersey. The three time slots, 8:11 a.m., 1:11 p.m., 5:11 p.m. One per show. Willard and Dibs, 8:11 in the morning, 1:11 with Bonte and Joe, and 5:11 in the afternoon with Steiny and Goo.
It's big.
It's huge.
It's gigantic.
If it's true.
It's probably the last time we will give out a Klay Thompson autograph signed jersey. Probably. There might be time in the future if he eventually becomes, you know, enshrined in the Warriors Hall of Fame, which he will.
Then, I think there will at a certain point be more Klay Thompson jersey giveaways. They're just going to be happening at the team store at some point later on this year.
Good call.
Yeah.
And I wonder where prices are right now for the Klay Thompson 11.
Flashing prices. Yeah. They're down. They're down.
No doubt.
They're down like his AAV. Anyway, we're brought to you by Golden State, serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit GoldenStateLumber.com. You know, there's something else I notice when the 49ers are a national story. And I get a lot of flack for this, and that's fine. But I also know some, like, when is emotion driving the bus? And so to the point that we sort of started the show with, do you sort of trust the 49ers to handle this? The 49ers, like every other team and all the individuals in there working, none of them are perfect. Should Kyle Shanahan have run the ball? Sure, fine, whatever. Whatever. We can micromanage if we want. But the larger question, do you trust the 49ers to handle this? Good God, yes. And I wonder if Niner fans, those of us with our emotional strings attached, do you notice this when the 49ers have a national story? Listen to the way people talk about them. Emmanuel Acho, not on Steiny and Goo yesterday, but on his national show, said that Kyle Shanahan, at all points, will not rebuild. He will reload. This is sustainable. They are going to be good all the time. Don't worry about this Brock Purdy contract. they will continue to be good because the system of both drafting and play calling and mixing it all in together, it works. It's been working. It's working now, and it will continue to work. Listen to Michael Lombardi, who used to run NFL franchises. Listen to the way he talks about the Niners dealing with situations like this. This is from the Pat McAfee Show, ESPN.
It's called alignment, right? When you're aligned as an organization, then there's nothing from the outside can really affect you because they can't get to your owner. They can't get to your vice president or president. Everything is kind of aligned. Everybody understands what we're doing. It's not on the same page. That's everybody's on the same page. Today in 32 cities, everybody's on the same page, but not all the teams are aligned. Alignment creates the belief that the noise on the outside will never affect us. This is what we're doing. This is how we have to approach it. This is what we believe in, and I think the 49ers are perfectly aligned to handle that situation.
So the point that we were talking about earlier, and Grandy, I know this is what you were getting at, and I believe this, the Niners, just those execs, oh, they're chilling. I don't think that this is bothering them in the slightest.
Because they're aligned from, you know, Jed York, who has told John Lynch, hey, you know, whatever you need to go out there and do what you need to do to win, I got you. And Parag Marate running the numbers. Yeah, John, this is what we can do. This is how we see it. This is what we're going to go with. And John to Kyle, Kyle, what do you think? Well, we want Brandon, but we also want to make sure that we are able to do everything else we need to do. So, yeah, if that's the number that Parag says, and John and Kyle, we both like the player, then that's what we're going to go with. And then you go to Brandon Ayuk and his agent, and you say, you know, this is what we're thinking, and if he wants more than what you are willing to pay, well, then you go to plan B if that's what you have to do.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that they love when a player tries to sort of drag them through the mud, which I think in moments, it's not been bad. There have been moments where I do think Brandon has decided, I'm going to speak for the organization. Yeah, Jayden,
they
just called me and said they don't want me. No, they didn't. No, they didn't. And so does that annoy them? Sure, I bet it annoys them. But I also think that what Mike Lombardi is saying right here is true, which is that they're like, the only thing you're really doing if you're going on TikTok to try to negotiate, you're trying to create a fervor, you're trying to get the public on your side. The Niners don't care.
Yeah.
Parag Marate does not care what we think they should do with Brandon Ayuk. They ran all of these permutations well before they happened. What if Brandon won't sign? What if he will? What if he holds out? What if he doesn't? What if he skips 8 games? What if he never shows up? What if the Steelers offer a 1 and a 2? What if the Steelers want Debo? What if the Commanders, they've run all of that, and they ran all of that months ago.
Before the draft.
Yes.
Which is what makes me think about the draft, and, you know, the way you're laying it out, and hearing Michael Lombardi, who is really smart, and he's been in front offices, and he's been around football for a long time, and I go back to the draft, and I think about what they did in the first round. They drafted a wide receiver. So you want to talk about permutations, and now we all thought, oh, Debo Samuel, they're going to cut Debo at the end of next year. They drafted a guy in the first round, Ricky Pearsall, so that's going to be it for Debo. Well, the more you think about where we are now in July and Brandon's unsigned, maybe this was a Brandon Ayuk insurance policy. Maybe it was for both of them. And I can't help but think about the Green Bay situation and the 7 picks they've made over the last 2 years at tight end and at wide receiver. And I think about Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch and Parag Marate and the financial office. And you're wondering about how much you're going to have to pay Brock. And if Brock has another monster year, if he goes to the Super Bowl again and he's top 5 in the MVP, you might have to pay him $55 million a year.
You might have to pay him 60.
You might have to pay him 60.
You might have to pay him 60.
Whatever that number is, it gets bigger the better he plays, and the bigger that number gets, the harder it is to pay Debo 28 and Brandon 27.
Well, okay.
And they knew that, and so the permutations part is, let's start drafting receivers.
Absolutely. And so two things. One, this is why it is so stupid when you hear people after the draft go, that was a reach. It's the stupidest thing that people say in sports.
Well, I like the player, Mark.
Yeah, that's a reach. What does that mean? You don't know what we're doing outside. You don't know what we're doing. We are executing a plan. and fans, every fan, I hope the Niner fans, I hope you like take this to heart. Every fan of every team thinks their team's an idiot at drafting. But do you know what I heard nationally? Do you want to know why Acho thinks the Niners system is so incredibly sustainable? You want to know what he said yesterday? He goes, you want to know why the 49ers are in such great shape? Because they draft their butts off. Look at their roster. And I guarantee you fans are out here. Solomon Thomas. Okay. Okay. Hell, Trey Lance.
Javon Kinlaw.
Look at their roster. He goes, Kittle, fifth round. Warner, third round. Hufanga, fifth round. Greenlaw, what was he? Third or fourth round? Fifth round. I can't even remember, for crying out loud.
Fifth round,
Brock,
yeah.
Purdy, seventh round. There are absolute stars dotting this roster that the 49ers found on day two and three. And that is the cheat code. Can you do that every year? You'd think no, but guess what? They do. They do. They have. Repeatedly. Nobody hits on all their picks. There's always misses. But the 49ers need more acknowledgement than what they have received in recent years for what they've been able to do in the draft. There are so many guys who are making north of $80 million contracts who they found in round 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. They're all over the roster.
Yeah, the problem is rounds 1 and 2.
Okay.
More often than not.
No, often than not, I'd say. Like Debo, Nick Bosa, you know.
Trey Lance.
Okay.
Javon Kinlaw.
Yeah.
I mean, Drake Jackson, the jury's still out.
Brandon Ayuk.
Yeah.
I mean, sure. There's,
we can go tit for tat.
There's
Solomon Thomas, their first ever pick.
Yes. Yeah.
A bust.
Totally.
Sure.
Totally.
But I think they've done better later, day two, day three, than they have on day one.
You're going to miss.
Yeah.
You're going to miss. Everybody misses.
Well, and hopefully they didn't miss with Ricky Pearsall. And if they did hit on Ricky Pearsall and he comes in and has a decent year this year, 40 catches, whatever, off the bench, or, you know, spelling Debo and spelling Brandon Ayuk, whatever he can do, if he shows that he can be a legitimate real one, then it becomes like you're talking about, wide receiver survivor.
No doubt. And then what I also think the Niners are aware of and executing in this particular case is something that there's no way for the rest of us to ever really acknowledge. And I think it's a good thing that we don't acknowledge it, because we want to stay in the moment. Like, we're here. We're here. It is July 18th, and I hope for each and every one of you right now that there are text threads being shared planning your draft trip. That's where we are. You're starting to think about websites that start with the word Roto. You're starting to think about going back to those. Camp is about to open. You want to find that 10th round gem, that rookie running back that nobody knows about, that the coach really loves. You know what I mean? Your Isaiah Pacheco or whatever. Whatever. So that's where we are right now. But what the 49ers know is, prior to Brock Purdy's extension that needs to be signed, and prior to anything that needs to be figured out between Brandon Ayuk and Debo Samuel, do you know how long that is? Do you know how many games need to be played? Do you know how much can happen? I will never for the rest of my life forget the moment I sat here with you. I don't think we were in this room yet. I think we were still in the old room. But we were doing our show. And the whole world had gotten ready for the NFL season. And drafts had happened for fantasy and picks and bets. And everyone had their predictions. And we were ready to rock. And we sat here together in the middle of the show. And the first game of the NFL season started. And the Bills were playing the Jets. And they kicked off. And then, three plays later, everything changed. The whole landscape of the AFC changed. One of the top five favorites in the conference suddenly had no quarterback.
Well, they had a quarterback.
No, they didn't.
Kind of. They don't know.
I mean,
Zachy Poo.
So do you like just what's going to happen between now and next February? I don't know, a billion things,
right,
that could change everything that we're talking about.
And what's going to happen between now and early September when the season actually starts, especially as it pertains to Brandon Ayuk? Does he sign? Does he not sign? Does he hold out? Does he just play on his fifth-year option and show up and be disgruntled? Is he happy? There are so many things over the next 5 days that will happen, I think, before the Niners actually get their full team to report and they head down to Santa Clara. So I'm fascinated to see how this next week goes.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station, always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch, and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union for a low-rate auto loan. Apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.